You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WXEO Daily News Roundup for Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 FM and 1230 AM in Wausau.
For WXCO News, I'm Brittany Merlot. As of yesterday, you can no longer apply for Social Security benefits over the phone. Across the country, people applying for these benefits or making direct deposit changes have to do it online or in person. Savannah Tomei-Olsen has the details.
Across the country, people applying for benefits or making direct deposit changes now have to do it online or in person. The Trump administration says it's part of a new identity verification process. But of course, the federal government is in the middle of massive budget cuts, which have already reduced staff and resources at the Social Security Administration. Now, some people don't have the ability to figure this stuff out on their own over the internet. So one of the biggest issues is proximity. According to the Urban Institute, one in five Wisconsinites would have to travel 46 miles or more to get to their nearest Social Security office. The number of calls to the AARP call center has more than doubled in the last 2 months. Jim Flaherty from AARP Wisconsin.
They're concerned and they're confused. And it is up to our president and our Congress to work in a bipartisan manner. This is not a partisan issue. They need to work together to make sure that this program remains strong and solvent for current and future generations.
More than 1.3 million Wisconsinites get Social Security benefits. People qualify through retirement, disability, or as a family member of someone who's eligible.
And it's tax day. And the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding you that you can help protect rare plants and endangered animals through your income tax forms. Donations will be matched and go directly to conservation efforts. Officials say there are over 400 wildlife species and 300 plant species in the state that are either endangered, threatened, or their population is declining. Senator Tammy Baldwin reacted to the crazy week of tariff drama last week. Lisa Hale has the story.
Chaos is the word that U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin used to describe the roller coaster of tariff declarations, retaliatory tariffs, tariff pauses, and the stock market reactions over the past few weeks.
I do think it's appropriate to have tariffs and other sanctions that can be placed so that we can level the playing field for our workers and our businesses. But when it comes to our allies, the two biggest trading partners Wisconsin has are Canada and Mexico.
President Donald Trump paused the across-the-board tariffs last week, a move that Baldwin hopes becomes permanent policy regarding our allies. Baldwin made her comments during a virtual town hall meeting for her Northeast Wisconsin constituents last week.
And gas prices fell about 13 cents per gallon over the past week, for an average today of $3.01. This is about 14 cents higher than a month ago, but about 35 cents cheaper than this time last year. Melissa Kay has more.
Officials at Gas Buddy say they expect gas prices to continue to trend lower. However, any abrupt change in the current tariff situation could bring a decline to the halt. The changeover to summer gasoline is nearly complete, and refiners are nearing the end of seasonal maintenance, so gasoline supplies will begin to rise. This means we could have already seen the peak of high prices at the pump for 2025.
And three major utility companies in the state are asking to raise their electric rates for next year: Xcel, Alliant, and Madison Gas and Electric. The utility companies said that they need to increase rates to upgrade their aging energy infrastructure and build new energy production facilities. Should there be a limit on campaign spending for political candidates? One Wisconsin senator says yes. Lisa Hale has more.
The most expensive judicial race in American history belongs to the Wisconsin Supreme Court justice race this year. Wisconsin Senator Kristen Dassler-Alfheim from the 18th Senate District said if she had her way, she'd remove money from politics.
We would all rather have no money in politics. I truly believe that is the answer. We would rather be talking to constituents. We would rather be listening and answering questions and letting you learn who we are as real people eye to eye. That, to me, is how campaigns should be run. In today's world, that's not the way it's run, and it is really ridiculous, the amount of money that goes in.
Over $100 million was spent by the campaigns and their allies in the race that saw Susan Crawford win over Brad Schimmel.
And if a Fond du Lac representative gets his way, the Pride flag and others will not be flown at the state capitol. Joanne Krulatz reports.
Fond du Lac Republican Representative Jerry O'Connor authors a bill that would allow only flags of the U.S. and Wisconsin and says the visual created by flags on government and school buildings is a problem and causes division. Flags including Pride, MAGA, and Juneteenth would be prohibited under the bill, which includes exceptions such as the POW/MIA flag.
And Governor Tony Evers and the Wisconsin Department of Children and Families are warning of potential child care closures. This if the legislature fails to invest in the Child Care Counts program. Last week, the agency's Child Care Counts Stabilization Survey found that one quarter of child care providers in the state are at risk of closing. That, of course, is if the program does not continue when it expires this June. When sports teams use tax-exempt municipal programs to fund stadiums, it costs the federal government in tax revenue, and one congressman from Wisconsin wants to put a stop to it. Lisa Hale tells us more.
U.S. Representative Glenn Grothman of the 6th Congressional District is among those backing a bipartisan effort in Congress to prevent the use of taxpayer subsidies for the construction of sports stadiums. Under the law, as it stands, pro sports teams are allowed to finance construction using tax-exempt municipal bonds, costing about $4 billion in lost federal revenue in the past 2.5 decades. Fiserv Forum, American Family Field, and yes, even Lambeau Field, have all had work funded by taxpayer dollars. Grothman says a similar bill is also under consideration in the U.S. Senate.
And with the NFL draft happening next week in Green Bay, people are starting to wonder how the weather will be. Right now, it looks like the week will start off cooler in the 40s with a wet start. But drying out by midweek, temperatures are on the rise and the sun wants to shine bright as the weekend arrives. The draft is Thursday, April 24th through the 26th, but events are happening all week long in Titletown. Friday, the temperatures look to reach the 50s, Saturday, the 60s, and the frozen tundra wants to spike into the 70s on that Sunday. And a bipartisan bill proposed in the Wisconsin State Legislature would provide farmers who use beneficial grazing practices with grant funding. It would establish a pilot program to offer technical support and grants of up to $40,000 for farmers using managed grazing systems. The grazing practice moves cattle through smaller pastures into different areas, improving soil health and water quality, as well as decreasing soil erosion. I'm Brittany Merlot for WXCO.
A bad night for the Brew Crew. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers' first night back at home, and they lose to the Tigers 9-1. Detroit was up 9-0 by the fifth inning. Pat Murphy says the Crew didn't lose like this last year.
Yeah, this is the fourth time we've been blown out in 17 games. We didn't get blown out four times in 162, I don't think. But this is the fourth time in 17 games, so that is concerning.
NBA, the Bucks getting ready for the playoffs. They face the Pacers Saturday at noon. Head coach Doc Rivers on how the team looks heading into that best of seven series.
I like some of the things we're doing. I actually think we need the week of practice. I really do. I think we can really hone in on some stuff that we want to do, especially with Giannis handling the ball more. There's some things we feel like we need to get better, and I think we can do that.
The Phoenix Suns have fired head coach Mike Budenholzer. After just one season, they finished with a disappointing record of 36-46. Budenholzer led the Bucks to an NBA championship in 2021. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Not sure if he slept in a tent or mud wrestled, but political rock star Bernie Sanders did make an appearance at Coachella over the weekend. The senator from Vermont took the stage to a huge response from the crowd before introducing Claro and complimenting her on her activism. Sanders then performed an 18-minute guitar solo before smashing the instrument and kicking over the drums before exiting the stage and telling the crowd to off. Amy Lou Wood is lashing out at Saturday Night Live for going too far by making fun of her teeth. The White Lotus actress was no stranger to attention she received regarding her choppers, but said she was disappointed and called the teasing unfunny and mean. SNL cast member Sarah Sherman wore even bigger, exaggerated teeth. The sketch is available on YouTube if you want to judge for yourself. Despite the risk of getting vomited on or having a soda thrown at them, audiences still continued to flood theaters to see the Minecraft movie. It was tops at the box office for the second week in a row, according to Variety. city, the film showed an impressive hold in its second week, with the crowd size diminishing by only 50% in its impressive second week. The film is now at $281 million domestically and $550 million globally. Minecraft was the only movie that was not a new release in the top five. Coming in at second place was the religious film King of Kings, which brought in almost $20 million just a week before Easter. 20th Century Fox's The Amateur came in third place with $15 million. A24's Warfare came in fourth place with a take of about $8.5 million. The film received rave reviews from critics and is beyond intense. And the thriller Drop came in fifth place with $7.5 million at the gate. In case you're scoring at home, the movie with the worst critic score was in first place, and four critics' darlings rounded out the top five. Actor Mickey Rourke has been asked to leave the show Celebrity Big Brother due to behavior resembling that of Mickey Rourke. That entails using offensive language and mistreatment of others. First, Rourke used threatening and aggressive language toward a fellow housemate, and that was after he had already been warned for inappropriate homophobic comments to fellow contestant JoJo Siwa. And he always seems so well-adjusted. When Roger Ebert really liked a film, he would say two big thumbs up. That makes sense on two fronts. My latest Pete pick is Warfare, a film about a platoon of Navy SEALs on a surveillance mission in Iraq that goes horribly wrong. It has a group of young actors who portray soldiers dealing with real-life war trauma. The film is written and directed by Iraq veteran Ray Mendoza. It's hard to watch at times, but the excellent direction makes Warfare the best war film I've ever seen. My thumbs aren't as big as Roger Ebert's, so I will say two medium thumbs up. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabo, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
A mix of clouds and sunshine today. We'll get to the mid to upper 40s this afternoon, and it will be windy with wind out of the northwest at 15 to 25, gusting to 30. Tonight, mostly clear. We'll drop into the low 20s tomorrow. Sunshine with a high in the mid 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
That's your WXCO Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at BullFallsRadio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.